27 minutes ahead of 10 o'clock. It's the morning set. I'm Carlos Lando, along with Steve Chavis and Abby Clark. And as advertised, joining us in the studio is Nestor Torres, the amazing flautist. And welcome back to Colorado. You've been here on quite a few occasions
indeed,
in recent years.
Indeed. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, you want to get a little closer to the mic or pull it closer.
Thank you
to
so very much, Carlos.
You're always welcome, man. You're
thank
always
you,
welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So there's there's not enough time to get into every single thing, but we will say that first and foremost, you're here to participate as part of the Denver Jazz Festival featuring the Neo Dance Stories immersive show, and I want to dig into that here in just a moment.
Sure will do.
But first, I want to play a little bit of this. This morning, a couple hours ago, I did an homenaje. I did a tribute to the amazing Israel Cachao López.
Maestro Cachao.
Yeah, Maestro Cachao, the amazing double bassist from Cuba.
Yes.
And so we're going to play a little bit of
Isora Club.
Isora Club.
Yes.
This features Nestor on flute. Let's just hear a little bit of that. So, we know that those of us who know a little bit about the Latin music and especially the Cuban music,
yes.
Look at that as almost a classic danzón.
Indeed,
and
yes.
And your classical training on the flute serves you really well on the piece.
Thank you for that. Yes, it's a combination.
Yeah.
And actually, to your point,
right.
When I first came to New York as a late teenager, I had the great fortune to be there at a time in which, you know, salsa was in his day, and the charanga music component was very popular. So
right.
I was able to work with this group called La Típica de Al. And they had, we worked at this club called El Corso. Those of you who are from New York.
El Corso Club.
On 86th and 3rd. And every Sunday, the Corso was the kind of club that had all the top, you know, artists like Checo, Palmieri, Barreto at the time. And those of you who are not familiar with these names, you look them up. It's just a wonderful part of music, Latin music history. And Sundays, they would have what we called the early evening from 6:30 to 10:30. They would have the charanga, típica de Al, and then Machito Orchestra.
Yeah.
That was for like the hardcore dancers from the Palladium days.
Wow.
And so Machito was the one that told me I was trying to play, you know, I was just beginning to learn how to play danzones and charanga. And I remember that I was struggling a little bit with the fefita, you know. And part of the danzón fefita's melody is from classical music. And Machito was the one that told me, no, you have to really use that classical tradition, because I thought that it had to be very different.
Right.
And so, to your point, it's, I appreciate your bringing that up. Now, I'm a little concerned, because already I can tell, you ask me questions that opens up something in me that just gets me going.
Then
I'm never going to stop talking. So please, you need to keep a leash on me. because it's just, I love to talk about these things. I so appreciate your appreciation
of course,
the work
of
we've been doing.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, it might be too late. The leash is gone. But I love it. I loved it playing for a long, long time. We are also neighbors, if you will, from growing up in the same area.
Absolutely.
Of Puerto Rico. You're from Mayagüez, one of the most beautiful cities in the island, the third largest city. What a gorgeous place. Still have family out there, and I'm from Aguadilla, so we have that heritage, which is always fun when we run into each other. We're going to play some other music from you shortly, but let's talk, Steve, a little bit about the Neo Dance Stories Immersive Show.
Absolutely.
And what you know about it and how all this came together and what can we expect on Sunday That'll be at the Ellie Calkins in the studio loft, the Ellie Calkins.
Yeah, the Neo Dance Immersive Experience, part of the Denver Jazz Festival. And you're in on Sunday. What's the program going to be like on Sunday night?
Well, this is the world premiere of a project I've been involved with, I've co-created, that started actually 14 years ago with a gentleman, a choreographer by the name of Alfred Friedman. He had this vision of combining steps of neo-tango and salsa. And he commissioned me to compose a song that would include those two elements. And I remember him saying, well, I don't know, everything has been done under the sun. I don't know that you can really do something fresh, but, you know, let's give it a try. And so we started with that one song. And once we were done with it, he got excited and said, well, let's do combinations of neo-tango with bachata and with merengue and with hip-hop. And it was a very organic process. Now, throughout the process as a musical creator, I have kept it in mind that it's a choreographic project. And that's why it's such a natural development that CM Dance Company is the one to bring this to bear here in Denver, in that it is that. It is dance-oriented. So the music is about the dancing. Now, the name Neo Dance Stories is, you know, comes from a phrase of one of participants on the recorded music, Joel Ortiz, a wonderful spoken artist. He's not going to be with us this Sunday, but, you know, this is... Actually, it's my line. You know, him and I are interacting in the recording. So, well, this is another neo-dance story. Uh-huh. It's just part of that. It's really neo-dance featuring Nestor Torres. And so when it came time to bring it to the stage, there were tremendous challenges, and it was a very ambitious vision. And so many other, you know, courses. In Hollywood, you would call this, it was in development hell for quite some time.
Well, you did say it took 14 years in the making.
To really bring it so that it can be presented on stage. But this is, I'm so proud and so excited about this, and working with Karen Carbonaro and her vision and her patience, because this is a very ambitious, not only that, but it's within the context of this festival. You know, we're one part of this exciting weekend of music, and honored to be like the climax of it, you know, on Sunday, in which we're going to be playing this music. And it's an all-star group. We're featuring Laura Cadabón from Argentina. She recently moved to Miami on the bandoneon. My musical director, Jorge Luis Sosa, is coming from Miami as well. We have a wonderful, talented percussionist, Rainer Fernandez, a Colombian fellow coming from Los Angeles. And I'm so proud also to have with us Erin Schreiber. She is a brilliant violinist, and she has worked a lot with Chris Bode, but she's actually an assistant concertmistress for the St. Louis Symphony. Brilliant artist. And so, and of course, we have, you know, Gonzalo Tepa on the bass, Diane Petrovsky on the cello, and Leo Corona on percussion. It's just a fantastic group that are going to be making music for some wonderful dancers. And at some point, we may be able to talk about some of the dancers that will be featured.
The Denver Jazz Festival is happening all this weekend, three nights of live music and social dancing. It's at the Ellie Calkins Opera House Studio Loft. So you'll need details and information. Make that connection at artscomplex.com, and you'll see all the details. We've got it posted on the KUVO events page as well, as you look up the Denver Jazz Festival. On Sunday night, the immersive show with Nestor Torres and Neo Dance Stories, that's Sunday night. So it's all happening for you right here in Denver, Colorado.
Many of the musicians you mentioned, and I'm not personally familiar with, but Gonzalo Tepa, I am. He's one of our favorites, and you guys will love him.
He's the cat. From what I hear, he's the cat.
You can put him in any setting.
Yep.
And first thing, he always has fun. He always gets right deep into whatever it is that he's being asked to do, and swings.
Well, that's one of the, I'm glad to mention that not only the talent and the musicianship of the, you know, that they bring, but their personality and their versatility. Because this music that we're going to be presenting for the dance, you know, for people to dance, and also the second part, we have the performance for people to enjoy.
Right.
But the second part, it's going to be inclusive, so people will be able to join and dance along.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to bring some things.
Wow, man.
I forgot to mention, there's a wonderful young vocalist also that we're going to be featuring, Ariana. I know her by the name of Ariana, and she's just recently arrived. And an unexpected surprise that we had a chance to, an opportunity to bring her on, and she was willing to participate. I'm telling you, I'm so very excited and proud about this. I really hope that you can all join us this Sunday.
Well, we're happy that you joined us this morning. Nestor Torres, a great flautist. And I want to switch gears.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about a recent recording going back a few years, Jazz Traditions.
Jazz Flute Traditions.
Jazz Flute Traditions. Correct. And tell me a little bit about that project as we wrap things up.
Well, for many years, I had wanted to pay homage to other flautists, you know, Hubert Laws, Herbie Mann, you know, so many others. And the manager I had at the time, we're talking about 7 years ago or so, had a contact with the record company, AFI Records from Australia. And that was run by Carl Griffin, which I'd worked with, you know, Dave Grusin and GRP, so we knew each other very well. He contacted me with an idea he had of doing music by Yusef Lateef, the flute music of Yusef Lateef.
Yeah.
And from there, it emerged the opportunity. So I include music by Yusef Lateef, Roland Kirk, Hubert Laws, which is my hero, and Herbie Mann, Essie Morales. You know, very few people know about Essie Morales, a Puerto Rican Latin jazz flutist, you know, one pioneer and brother of Noro Morales. There's this wonderful film noir with Burt Lancaster and Yvonne DiCarlo, that he has this scene with Jungle Fantasy. And
wow.
It was just a wonderful experience. And we recorded it live, you know, at the, would it be, if not a sister station, but a, you know, a kind of a kindred spirited station at WDNA in Miami.
We're familiar with DNA.
Yeah. You know, we recorded it live, and it was actually nominated for a Latin Grammy.
Wow.
Which we were in our honor for that. So I'm very proud of that one.
Okay. Well, I want to play a tune that one of my favorites from the Neil Hefti Basie book.
Oh, yes.
Cute.
Cute, indeed.
So let's check this out. It's Nestor Torres on Cubo Jazz. Then we'll come back and wrap things up.
No, certainly. Thank you.
Things. Here's Nestor Torres on Cubo Jazz. From the Basie book, if you will, Cute by Nestor Torres at 10 before 10 here at the Oasis in the City. That was wonderful work, man.
Thank you so much.
You had a bunch of other tunes in there, as you said. There were tunes with the other flute masters as well. Well, listen, we could talk all day, but unfortunately we're out of time. I know that you've got a lot of work to do.
Indeed we do.
Because you just, when did you arrive?
We arrived yesterday.
Yesterday. So now you get ready to settle in and get the rehearsals going, get things ready, get ready for everybody to come in into the Sunday night set. And
yeah, the Denver Jazz Festival actually runs Friday through Sunday. Friday night, Saturday night, we get dancing, and on Sunday it's Nestor Torres with the group Neo Dance Stories. Details at artscomplex.com. That's where you go to get the connect, and hope to see you there.
Hey, Nestor, last question. Because musicians are always got all these things that they're thinking, I'd like to go do this, I'd like to do that. And anything that you can reveal to us that maybe like a next recording that might be coming out that you might be thinking about or working on, or you just stay busy with live stuff?
Well, interestingly, we've been doing some work with classical music. I'm hoping there's a concerto for flute and orchestra that was written for me by Mariano Morales, a Puerto Rican composer, commissioned by Guillermo Figueroa, a great conductor. We're hoping to be able to do that. And Paquito Rivera wrote also a flute concerto. But something that I'm excited about, I'm delving more into the academic educational setting. And in fact, from Denver, I go to Miami University in Cincinnati. And I'll be giving a series of lectures, and I'll be mm-hmm. performing. You know, for me, it's always about bringing, you know, different elements of, for example, you know, cachao is Cuban music. We're doing Argentinian music and variations thereof. Our recent recording, which I'm so grateful that you have been playing it, you know, from Dominican Suite.
Yes,
you know,
we have.
So the next frontier, I think, is to do a classical thing. But and then on the other side of the spectrum, there's a young producer by the name of Mafio. He's been doing things with Akon and many other wonderful, you know, hip-hop artists. And so we've been talking about doing something on that spectrum. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, man. Thank you for taking time out this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're always welcome.